Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 Rules of Poverty. This time, we're taking a look at what governs poverty and why some people cannot seem to escape it. Although there are many different types of poverty, in order to keep it concise, we're going to use the statistical analysis. Simply put, the bottom 20% of any society in terms of living standards qualifies as poor. In the same way, the top 20% qualifies as rich, and everyone else is in different levels of the middle class. With this said, here are 15 rules of poverty. Number 1. Poverty is 50% circumstances, 50% acceptance of those circumstances as unchangeable. People who believe their destiny is to suffer do nothing to stop it. They simply accept their life is supposed to be the way it is. Maybe they tried once and failed. Maybe the cards were stacked so much against them, they feel like there's nothing they can do. What most people don't know is that if you're sitting at the bottom, there's nowhere to go but up. Change your circumstances by first changing the way you think about what your life is supposed to be. Follow through in small increments, and soon you'll see that life gets better when you get better. Number 2. Being broke and being poor are two different states of being. You can be broke many times in life, but being poor is deeper than money. People in poverty have no hope. They lost it. They lack faith in their ability to write their own future. They lack the will to push forward. One can escape being broke many times, but if you end up poor and accepting it, there is little that can be done for you. Unfortunately, too many people grow up without understanding the distinction between these two states, with parents brainwashing their kids into believing they're poor, when in reality, children can only be broke. For them, money is associated with greed, and the lack of it with some sense of delusional pride. There is no nobility in poverty. If you're poor, you can't take care of yourself and those you love, not to mention helping the world move forward. Number 3. Educated people take advantage of uneducated people the same way the strong used to persecute the weak. Throughout time and across all species, we've seen hierarchies form. The strongest lion mates with all the females, the most social chimp leads the pack, and in the case of humans, the stronger armies took from the weak. Time passed and the sword and shield were replaced by the pen and the book, and today by your ability to navigate the internet. Poor people are not poor because they don't have the potential to escape poverty. They simply don't have the education and the tools to do so. They lack the understanding and the systems needed to pull a community together toward a common goal. Today, the ability to leverage knowledge over someone else determines the hierarchy of power because our society is predilected on this. If you look at the most powerful people in the world, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Oprah, Angela Merkel, Elon Musk, these are not Olympic athletes. The educated create the opportunities for everyone else, and life rewards those who create opportunities. Number 4. Poor parents can't teach their children how to be rich. They simply don't know how, because if they did, they would have done it themselves. Yet parents still want to teach their kids the things they themselves find valuable. The difference is, those lessons are about survival at the bottom. This is what leads to generational poverty. This happens when each generation makes sure to sabotage the next one, either through a lack of proper development, through negative influence, and in some cases, just pride. There's something interesting we've seen in poor communities that we want to share with you. It's this concept of a lottery child. Basically, you make as many children as you can in the hopes that one of them will make it and will take care of everyone else. What these people don't understand is that the race for a lottery child condemns the rest of them to a life of poverty. Think about it. In the hopes of having one child that gets into the middle class, people are having up to 10 children. The sum need of resources for the remaining 9 of them dramatically outweighs the earning power of that one that made it. If you want to know what rich parents are teaching their kids, click in the top right corner to watch the video we did specifically on the lessons that make the biggest difference. Number 5. The hardest working person in the world likely lives in poverty. This is one of those things that people in the middle and at the top get wrong about those less fortunate than them. Some people believe all you have to do to escape poverty is work hard. Nothing can be further from the truth. Hard work only gets you fed for the day, but to escape poverty, you need more than that. You see, wealth, or the lack of it, is a result of your ability to use the tools you have at your disposal. The problem arises when there isn't proper access to the tools required to escape poverty. If hard work was all it took to be wealthy, the richest people in the world would be the children working in the cobalt mines to get you your iPhone. Number 6. Poverty requires company. If there's one universal rule that applies to everything, it's that similar individuals gravitate toward one another. Why? They share the same struggles. Common enemies and common difficulties bring people together. This is true for both those who've made it and those who didn't. The rich come together to find new ways to make themselves even richer, while the poor come together to look down on those poorer than them. Number 7. The poor look to others for help, but never to themselves. The paradox of this situation is that you can't help those who don't want to help themselves. Getting out of poverty is a combination of many factors, and you can only do it when opportunity meets preparation. People walk out of poverty every day, yet most poor people still wish someone would pull them out of it. When the opportunity presents itself, you need to be focused and not let it go. Don't wait for others to push you through it. Number 8. Poverty ties one with more than one chain. This one expands on the point we made earlier. You need to free yourself of every chain keeping you in poverty if you want to escape it. The most common chains are family and a lack of parental guidance, education, infrastructure, like basic utilities or access to financial instruments, like a bank or a market, geography, health, a lack of early employment opportunity, and addiction. As long as you still have one chain locked, there's no way for you to run toward the horizon. Number 9. Good luck and poverty go hand in hand. This is a big one, as most people in poverty believe getting out of poverty is only a matter of luck and luck alone. Although they might end up where they are because of luck, or better said, the lack of it, the way out does follow a different formula. Here's an interesting observation we've made. Poor people want to be rich instead of wanting to not be poor anymore. This is mind-blowing because poor people don't see success in jumping up one social class at a time, so if they can't be rich, they'd rather not try at all. This is the main reason why they buy scratch tickets, play the lottery, wait for an inheritance, hit the casinos, and so on. They all want to go from 0 to 100 really quick. Fix the things you can fix, one by one, and you'll see your life keep getting better. Number 10. Entertainment is how the rich keep the poor docile. As long as they're fed and entertained, people believe their life is going well. This is one of the illusions of power and one of the biggest chains keeping people in poverty. Give them bread and circuses and they'll never revolt. How much have we really changed in the past 2 millennia since Juvenal said those words? We've built more modern coliseums to hold more people, and now the entertainment is in everyone's home. You're playing FIFA, Rocket League, Fortnite, or Dota 2 just to feel like a gladiator, but you don't do it at your own expense. You're watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians or The Big Bang Theory the same way the ancient Romans watched slaves being thrown to the lions. You know it doesn't do much for your current reality, but a good distraction is always welcome, isn't it? Empty entertainment is a form of addiction that takes years out of your life without you even realizing it. Number 11. Money flees the hands that don't work for it. Have you ever noticed how those who are bad with money can never seem to keep a hold of it? Even if fortune hits them in the face, it only takes a couple of years for them to get back to the place they started in. This is because money doesn't like people who don't work for money, so it flees to find new owners. When you bring it all together, this is one of the fundamental reasons why money doesn't solve poverty. A recent study done on UBI, or Universal Basic Income, done in Finland over 2 years, where they gave people 1,000 euro, or $1,100 every single month with no strings attached, has seen no real improvement in their ability to get their lives together. The only noticeable result is the money made them more happy, but nothing else. They didn't find a place to work, they didn't follow their passions, nothing to the effect of economical transformation. You see, money solves money problems. Poverty isn't a money problem. problem because the money you can give is always finite. Instead, poverty is an infrastructure and an opportunity problem. Give the people the option to get educated. Give them the opportunity to participate in the marketplace, and everyone should be able to take care of themselves. There are two amazing books we can't stop recommending everyone read. For people who are looking to get out of poverty, The Richest Man in Babylon. For people who are not poor but want to understand what it takes to jump from one social class to another, Factfulness. If you've read one of them, go get the other. And if you haven't read either of them, read them both. We know it might be weird to recommend books to someone who's struggling financially, so we reached out to our friends at Audible, and if you go to alux.com/freebook, and this is your first time signing up, you can get one of these two audiobooks for free. That's alux.com/freebook. You have no excuse not to get free knowledge. Number 12. Debt and consumerism are the modern versions of slavery. Think of it like this. If dollars were seen as freedom points, you'd look at the world differently. Since slavery is illegal, society has been looking for ways to steadily increase productivity without crossing that line. But you bet they came pretty close to it. Being alive is no longer free. In modern society, you never really own anything. Even the people who are fully able to pay off their house are not complete owners of it. The government still charges you rent to live in the house you purchased. They call it property tax. The moment you're born, you're put on a treadmill and told to run. They put carrots on a stick and dangle it in front of your face to keep you motivated. The new iPhone, the Balenciaga sneakers, the gold chain, the house with a view. These are all carrots meant to keep you pushing that treadmill forward. They try to own you through debt as soon as they legally can. Most people in the US end up in debt before they're old enough to drink. Most of them spend the rest of their lives trying to repay it. When the main focus of your existence is paying off the fruits of your labor to someone else, isn't that just another form of slavery? Number 13. Poor is the most expensive thing a person can be. Most people don't understand just how expensive it is to be poor. A single unforeseeable expense completely crushes your world. Some of you might be wondering right now, how come it's so expensive to be poor when being poor means you have no money? But look at it this way. You don't have money to fix a cavity, so you ignore it. The tooth gets compromised, and now you have to get an implant. The cavity fix was a couple of hundred. The implant is a couple of thousand. You want to use a bank to keep things going financially, but there isn't enough money in your account to cover the fees. In this case, being poor literally is costing you money. Because you have no money in your account and a lack of good prospects, the bank will not issue you a standard loan. So what options do you have left? You take a payday loan with an interest of 10 times higher than what a bank would normally have charged you. We can keep this going for days. It costs you more to be poor. This rule is as old as history. It even shows up in the Bible under Matthew with slightly different wording. Whoever has will be given more and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. The rich keep getting richer, while the poor keep getting poorer. Number 14. Those who say money doesn't grow on trees never planted anything. Fruit is the result of someone planting a seed and caring for a tree to grow. Fruit has value. This is true in both literal and metaphorical senses. If you want fruit or money, you better start planting trees. These people think of it as free money, but finding the right seed, digging in the ground, covering it with fertile dirt, watering it every day, making sure it isn't destroyed by insects or external elements until a tree is strong enough to bear fruit is incredibly difficult. It requires work, time, and attention. Stop expecting the fruit that you haven't planted the seeds for. Number 15. Dying poor is a choice. On average, it takes 20 years for someone to jump from one wealth bracket into the next. Some people get to do it quicker, and some take a little bit over 20, but it's more than doable. The 40 years between your 20s and your 60s are more than enough time. You have more than enough strength, health, drive, and passion than you need to take the risk. Yes, there's no easy way out of poverty, but you've got time, and time has value unless you waste it. You have no control over where and how you're being born, but how you die is up to you. You have the years ahead of you, and frankly, if you're poor, it doesn't get worse than this. Poverty is kind of freeing because you can be anything you want, yet some people choose to remain the same. We have such a large community of people, with many of you taking the leap in the past couple of years. So share your experience with those who are just starting out. What did it take for you to escape poverty? This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.